We are learning Mesechtes Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Tes Amud Beis. We are beginning seven lines from the top of Kuf Tes Amud Beis. The first word on the line is Tura Lishko. And we are continuing the terrible ways of Anshei Sedoim. So it says, the Gemara says, one of their rules, their laws in Sedoim was, the Ovav B'Mabra, if you went across the channel, Nesiv Chad Zuz, you have to pay one Zuz. The Loy Ovav B'Mabra, if you went around on the dry land, Nesiv Trey, you have to give two Zuz, even though you would think that's a bigger tax for going through the channel. But Lamaisa, they charge you a bigger tax for going the long way. The Havalei Darod Livni, someone who made himself bricks, he made his own bricks, and he had a whole row of bricks. Osikol chad v'chad shok v'chada. The derech and sedaim was, everyone took a stone. Amalei, anoch chad v'shakli. I only take one, I'm not taking a lot. And altogether added up, till the guy had nothing left. That was like the minig. They says, oh, lester shok pruta, I'm taking one stone, what's the big deal? I'm taking one brick. Davashodi tumia shamchi, someone used to spread out the garlic or the onions. Also called chad v'chad shakal chada. People used to come and take one at a time. Amalei, I know chada the shakli. I'm taking one. What do you want from me? I'm taking one garlic, one piece of onion. Abad yaini hoye b'stoyim. There were four different judges, type of judges in Sedoim. One was called Shakroi, he was a liar. V'shakruroi, he was the chief liar. He was the head of all the liars. Zaifi, a forger, or Masli Dina, someone who changed the din. He bent the law. He bent the law. Another rule in Sedoim was the machilei. These are the rules of these dayanim, these shakronim, these forgerers. The machilei leisitsa. If someone assaulted or attacked his friend's wife, umafilei, and she had a miscarriage, so now you owe the husband for the miscarriage. Amalei, the law was yavu nalei. They used to give the isha to the one who did the beating, then the abranelech, that he should be mezana with her until she becomes pregnant and give it back. Another rule they had there, the pasuk of the udin dechamra, if someone cut off the ear of your donkey, the chavre, of your friend's donkey, omrule, havonele, give it back, give it to the friend who attacked the donkey, ad the katchotul grows back. So this way he gained on the deal. He actually had a free donkey now. The parle chavre, if the padle chavre, if someone beat his friend, Omrele, havli agro, give the guy who beat you, give him money. The shokal chdama, he saved you money now because he did some bloodletting for you. He took out blood for you. You have to pay him. The avav b'mavra, if someone went across a ferry or a bridge, yav abazuzi, he had to get four zuz. The avav mai, if he went through the water and didn't use the bridge or the ferry, yav tamni zuzi, he has to pay eight, he has to pay double. And that's what the Rishash asked before. It says that the other b'mabara nasi chad. And here it says four. So mabara just means he walked through the channel, whatever that was. And here it's talking about you going by boat. So you went by boat across the water, then you had to pay four zuzi. If you swam across the water, you had to pay eight zuzi. Zimla chada also kaives. A certain kaives came to town. He didn't know the rules. Ikla lahasam, he came to Sedoim. Omrulei have dal zuzi. You passed over the bridge. You have to pay four zuz. Omrulu, no, I didn't use a bridge. I went across the water. I swam across the water. Omrulu, I'm soaking wet. Omrulu b'mayava. I went through. I didn't want to pay the $4, so I went across the water. Omrulei, I'm kain have tamni. Give eight. The avris b'may, because you went through the water. You have to give him more. You give eight. Lo Yav, he didn't want to give the money. He said, what do you mean? I didn't use the bridge. Why should I pay money? Padu, they beat him. Also, the diners, they went to court to try to get, first, to try to get his money. He got beat. He sued them. Amalei, Havle Agra Shakal Adama. First of all, pay the guy who beat you. You have to pay him because he did bloodletting for you. If it's time to Zuz, you also owed 8 Zuz. The Avraham went across the water. Eliezer Eved Avram, who lived in the time of Sedoim, he landed up there and he knew how to outsmart these people from Sedoim, these Rishonim. Eliezer Eved Avram, Esrami Hosam, he got there. Padu, they beat him. Also came to the Beis Din. Amalei havli igra shakal chdama. So the Beis Din paskin like they paskin, and he said, "Okay, Eliezer, pay your assaulter, pay money." So shakal glali picked up a stick, a padui. He whacked the dain. He whacked the judge. Padi ula dainer. Amalei, my high, what are you doing? Amalei agra denafik liminach. Now you owe me money because I did some bloodletting for you. So you know what? Do a shibud Rav Nosson. So the money that you owe me, give to him. Have nele lahai. Vezuzi di kaim kaim. My money will stay where it is. Havalu paraisa. They had a bed in Sedoim. To have a megani la orchim. That used to give the orchim to sleep. The guest slept the guest bed. Kimayrich. if the guy was too tall, guy his legs, cut his feet off. He guts, if he's shorter in the bed, masculine, they stretched him. Eliezer and Avram landed in this city, Iklo Lahasam. Omale, kum gani apuri, why don't you take a nap on the bed? Omale, and he said, Nodra Nidri Minyoimud Misizima. I have a neder from the day my mother died, Loi Ganino Apuria. I don't sleep on the bed. And I heard from someone that the Goyin says, the Vilna Goyin says, that the mother represents Rachamim. And in Stoim, they didn't have any Rachmanis, any mercy. And that's what he's saying, the mother's dead in this place. But he said, he got out of that. He didn't have to sleep on the bed. He said, you know what, I made a neder, I made a vow, I will not sleep on the bed. When an oni came to town, so they wanted to make believe they're giving him money. So everyone gave him a dinar, and they wrote the name on it. They wrote the name in order, they want to get it back. We'll see how. But no one sold him or gave him any bread. So he died from hunger, and now he had all that money. So everyone came and took their coins back that they wrote the name on. Took his coin back. Another thing they had a rule, they had a rule between everyone, anyone who invites someone to a chasana, will lose his shirt. I guess it means anyone who invites any guest to a wedding, they are going to lose their clothing. So have a high lula. There was a chasana. Eliezer came to town and there was no food and no one invited him and no one invited him to the chasana either. Kibbalah missed it. He was hungry. He wanted to eat. Also, Eliezer, he came to the chasana. Yosef, Lesefa, he sat at the end of the table. Lesefa, the cool end of the table. Omele, manaz, no, who invited you here? Omele, who Yosef, atamazam. He turned to the guy next to him and said, you invited me. And the guy got scared. People might believe Eliezer, that he invited Eliezer. They can take off his clothing. So he picked up his jacket and ran. Omele, dillon shami bi, danazam, dim, shalchili, man, he'll take off my clothing, the high gavra of me. So Shalchil Glime took his cloak. Ahu, the Yosef Gabe. The one who's next to him, Verot Lebaro, and he ran outside. V'chein Ova the Kulu. And that's what Eliezer did. He kept them moving up the table until there was no one left. Enough for Kulu. No one was left at the Chasana. V'och Ilus Dus, he ate the whole Suda. It was Hefker, and people left. He had the whole Suda. Havyahi Ravisa, there was a certain young girl that she had Rachmanis on Daniim. And how did she feed Daniim? So she used to go out with her water jugs to go get water from the well. And in those water jugs, she hid bread. In the water jugs, she hid the bread. Egloya Milsa, she was caught one time. Shafua Duvsha, they smeared her with honey. Vakmu al Igor Shuri, they put her on top of the wall. Also, Ziburi, bees came Vachlu and ate her up. The screams of Amira, ki Rabba, they're huge. On Rabbi Huda, Rabba Iske Riva, Rabba Kamina Iske Riva, on the Asik of the young girl that they killed in this horrible way, and she was all she was doing just having Rachmanas and some aniyim. Gemara says, "Vayitem Meraglim Einlam Chelik Abba." How do we know? Shnei Mavu Musu Anoshim Maitzia Dibes Aretz Raab Magefa Vayemusu. So it's Vidarsh Vayemusu means Ba'el Mazeh Magefa Leil Maba. So it means Ba'el Mazeh Maba. They didn't have. Adas Karachim Chelik on Abosh. Nemar Vatechas Leim Aoritz Boil Mazev. Vayod Dargol Leim Abom. To Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Eliezer Eimer. Aleim Amal Kosta. Hashem Meimis Mechayim Moirid Shoyal Vayoyal. Hashem Meimis Mechayim Moirid Shoyal goes down Vayoyal. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, they do have Oil Abom. Tana Rabbana. Adas Karachim Chelik on Abosh. Nemar Vatechas Aleim Aoritz Boil Mazev. Vayod Dargol Leim Abom. To Rabbi Kiva. They're like Aveda that's lost, they were looking for it. And Hashem is looking for that Aveda. Hashem will bring them back. And Rashi explains that Adas Karech or Mitzvah Sechel Shechachti, says the Kulam Kadoshim, they were very good, they were kind of mitzvahs, Rashi says. And therefore, they went off, they had terrible machlekes, but they will be coming back. They're like a lost sheep, and Hashem is waiting for them to come back. Lo'olam haba. It says in the Pasuk, when the Darshan a few drashas about Karech, Vayikach Karech. What's the Lashon Vayikach? What do you take? Omar Shlokach Mekach Ro La'atzma. He took a bad deal. This machlekes was a bad Mekach, a bad purchase. He should not have done this. A terrible thing. Karech, his name is Karech, Shanasa Karecha B'Yisrael. He made a bald spot in Yisrael. When the ground opened up and swallowed up a bunch of people, he made a bald spot in Klal Yisrael. Ben Yitzhar, son of Yitzhar, we darshan Ben Shah Siach Alov as Kola Oilam Katarayim, like the sun in the middle of the afternoon. Yitzhar Sarayim, middle of the afternoon was very hot. What he did was he caused a lot of Ketzef Vechema on Klal Yisrael. This is what Shah says. Ben Kaz, Ben Shahikashina Malidav. The people who gave birth to him were gritting their teeth from pain from this terrible son, Kairach. Belevi ben Shenazel Leviya beGehenim. He went to Gehenim together with the whole entourage, his whole Adas Kairach, his entourage went to Gehenim with them. Belechshanai ben Yaakov. Why don't we say in the Pasuk ben Yaakov, well, Darshan ben Shalkavatz beGehenim, the one who walked himself into Gehenim. On Rosh Hashanah Yitzchak, Yaakov because Rachma Latzmai. Yaakov Avinu was asked for Rachmanis and said, don't put me together with the Meraglim and not together with Kairach. And therefore, it doesn't mention in Meraglim ben Yaakov. Does not mention Yaakov. It says Vayigach Kairach ben Yitzchak ben Kos ben Levi. Does not say ben Yaakov in order to because of his Mekayim his Tefillah that he would not be included in that Yichus of the Machlekes. Dasan Vavir, most of part of the Machlekes. Dasan, the name is refers to Shavar Adas Kail, over on the Torah of Hashem, Aviram, Sheiver Atzmai, Iver Loshon of being strong, like Avri Yaakov, Sheiver Atzmai, Maaseh Tshuva. He held himself back from doing Tshuva. Va'oin ben Peles, was Va'oin Sheyeshev Ba'aninus. He sat Ba'aninus. Chara means that he did Tshuva from the Avera eventually. Rashi says, She'osa Tshuva, She'yemoam Tchila Ba'etza. And therefore, Sheyeshev Ba'aninus, he did Tshuva. On because he at the end of the day he was not part of the Das Karach that they started off as the Machlekes, but we'll see that he was saved and he was not part of it and he did tshuva. Peles she'oshle pelois, there was Peliya Atzuma that he got saved from this. Ben Ruvin ben Shirah v'Haven that he saw that he's not doing right and he was perished from them. Omrav Oim ben Peles ishto yatzilasa, his wife saved him. Omrav's wife told him, why are you in this fight? My nafkal chamina, what's the difference? In my rabba, if Moshe Rabbeinu is the leader, I'm Talmid, you're a Talmid. Be my rabba, if Kairach's leader, I'm Talmid, you're still a Talmid. So what are you gaining from Kairach? What are you gaining from this whole machlekes? Omalei, you know you're right, Omalei. He said his wife, you know you're right. But my Eved, Havoy Beitz was Tabal Yadai. We had a group, and we made a shvua to each other that we're going to support each other. He didn't want to break his shvua. Omalei, so she have an idea. Hidana the Kula Knesh Tavishta, Ninu, I know the whole the group are very Kaddish, the Ksiv Kol Yedekum Kaddishim, and they would never look at a lady with uncovered hair. So Amalei Tov, you stay here, then I'll save you. Ashkisa Chamri gave him some wine to drink. Varavise, he got a little drunk. Varavise, he went to sleep. Gavoy, inside the house. Oysva Bava, she sat on the door, by the door. Vesosra, on top of Kuf Yudam and Aleph now. Vesosra, Lamazia. And she uncovered her hair and called the Asa, any person that came to pick up Oyin, they want to bring him to the Machlekes, Chazia, they saw her out, her hair uncovered, they ran away. Chazia, Hodor, they left. Between all this, Ivlulei, they all got swallowed up and Oyin ben Peles was saved. That's the wife of Oyin ben Peles. Masha Inkein, Issa the Kairach, was the opposite. She rates them on. She incited him to Machlekes. Omrelei, Chozi, my call of Moshe. Look what Moshe is doing to you guys. You have a Malkah. He takes the kingdom. Lachua, Shav Yikan, Rabba, his brother makes Kohen Gadol. Lebnei Achuyi, to his nephew, Shavinu Sagan Yikan, makes him Sagan Kohen. He asks you Truma, if there's Truma, I'm going to have a Kohen. He goes to his brother. He asks you Meiser, the Shaklinu Atun, the little Meiser you get, the Levim, Omru, Havu, Chad, Miyul, the Kohen. You still have to give to the Kohen. Va'oid, the guy is Leilam Vizaychu. He shaved off all your hair. It says when they went in to be Kohanim, it says, Aviru Sarah, Kol Besarim. He's making a joke out of you, shaving you guys clean. Umetaluhu Kikufs is treating you like Tzaya. Ain't you have Mazaychu? You think he wants you here? Rashi says, I know some Besarech and Grisha Yehmechem Tzura Kamaisi. He wanted you guys to look different. So he said back to his wife, Omelah, Ha'i Unamikov, he did the same thing to himself. Like even the cooler Rabusa today, since everyone's going to be his servants anyway, I'll do it together, get them to do it. That's not right. And she said another thing. She said, put on tcheles on your tzitzis. And you can't put a full talisim of tcheles? It's so mitzvah. Take a whole cloak of blue wool and cover yourself to everyone, all tamidim. Because he's saying, if it's such a chashuv thing, why don't you just use it? Tarit says, he's not respecting you. He's making up his halachas. He's trying to belittle you guys. That's what Karach's wife was telling him, inciting him to machlokes. So you see the difference. A good wife saves her husband. A bad wife causes a husband to be swallowed up. If they have a chachmas noshim that could build up a house, zu ishtah shalom yom peles. The veles biyotar sana and foolishness in her hand will destroy the house, zu ishtah shal kairach. That is referring to the wife of kairach.